Veterans Court is a specialty court docket run twice a month at the Livingston County Judicial Center by Judge Shauna Murphy. Mike Taylor is the assistant prosecutor for the court and shared the need to let veterans know that if they do end up in the court system, this program is there to help them.
Veterans especially have a difficult time reaching out for help or asking for mental health treatment. And so routinely, and this isn't limited to veterans, but veterans self-medicate mental health problems with drugs and alcohol. And so either because they are acting out due to their mental health or because they're acting out based on substance abuse that they're using to treat their mental health, they get justice involved, and that's where we come see them. So it's not uncommon to see somebody struggling with alcoholism because they have a traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress that they are not appropriately dealing with.
Taylor says that unlike typical dockets where you have a more adversarial and competitive process between prosecution and defense, the two sides work together in the treatment model to treat the whole picture, as opposed to the incident that brought the veteran to court. The program's dedicated defense attorney, Paige Favio, reinforced this, saying that if they want to tackle recidivism and keep people out of the system, then they need to look at the veterans on an individual level and treat their needs individually. When a veteran is taken to jail, they are earmarked as a vet and then meet with a liaison from the Ann Arbor VA healthcare system. Judge Murphy says those vets volunteering to enter the Veterans Court program are then paired up with a volunteer veteran mentor who supports them through the process and often beyond.
I would say quite often the military perspectives of some of the team members are brought into play when there are issues with individuals. One thing that is occurs in the Veterans Court as well is sometimes, you know, there are issues with participants not fulfilling their requirements, and they are still required to fulfill all of their probation requirements. And so from time to time, there's a situation where a person will have to be sanctioned or violated on their probation. And I think having the military perspective of many members of the team is useful in formulating an effective sanction.
Judge Murphy runs the docket in a more informal manner than a regular docket, engaging each of the veterans conversationally about how they have been doing and how their treatment is going. Each vet is also given a journal and a writing assignment. If they like, they can share their written thoughts on matters like, what's the hardest truth you've learned with the court and other vets, as this veteran did.
The hardest truth I've ever learned is that in many ways I am a much more selfish person than I believe myself to be. I try to be thoughtful, and often in doing what I think is meant to be so, I achieve the opposite effect. My alcoholism is a symptom of this.
As they improve and show progress, Judge Murphy graduates them through four phases of the program, with a fourth getting the veteran ready for reintegrating into society. The mentors have adopted an unofficial fifth phase for extra support and fellowship following graduation. Taylor and Favio both call the court a great success, with Taylor saying that even if a vet doesn't ultimately meet all the goals, everybody they've had come through reports being better off for the program. For WHMI News, I'm Mike Kruseman.